President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, has written hundreds of decisions while on the bench. Let's look at some of the decisions he's made as a judge that have to do with financial matters. Joining us to do that, Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Jeremy.
So let's start with a decision that's getting a lot of attention today. In 2016, Kavanaugh wrote an opinion declaring that the structure of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, was unconstitutional. What was his reasoning?
So he said that it was unconstitutionally structured because it gave too much power to a single, unaccountable, unchecked director. In contrast, there are a lot of other federal regulatory agencies, but they've got multi-member commissions that run them. So, you know, the CFPB was set up after the Dodd-Frank crisis to protect people from predatory banking practices. And in order to preserve its independence, it was set up so that the director, even though the director was appointed by the president, could not be removed from Congress. So when Kavanaugh heard a case that was brought against it, he struck down the unilateral authority that the agency director had against being removed by the president, unless it was for cause. So his general view is that the structure was unconstitutional. It's not actually a ruling on the Consumer Financial Protection Board. It's the way it's structured.
What about the Affordable Care Act? There was a case in 2011 that was a challenge to it and a challenge specifically to the individual mandate. Kavanaugh wrote a dissent to the D.C. Circuit Court opinion that became influential when the case got to the Supreme Court. What happened?
Right. So the case asked whether the Obamacare individual mandate, the mandate requiring everybody to pay in or have insurance, to pay a penalty if they didn't have insurance, was a legitimate exercise of Congress's power under the Interstate Commerce Act. Now, it was upheld as being something that you could do in his court, but without opining on the law, he dissented from that. He felt that his dissent laid the groundwork, actually, for, as you said, Chief Justice John Roberts, who later upheld the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act. So the issue is whether the individual mandate was really a tax, and that was the decision.
What about the issue of money in politics, Ali? What, if anything, do we know about how he rules in cases like that?
It's a little bit thinner here. He was involved in a case called the Republican National Committee versus the Federal Election Committee in 2010, and he upheld a campaign finance law that barred national political parties from accepting or spending unregulated campaign cash. So, again, he also upheld a similar ban in foreign spending in elections in a different case in 2012. So he seems to be in favor of some restrictions on campaign financing.
And what about the issue of unions? That was big this term in the Supreme Court.
Yep.
Has Just Kavanaugh
recently.
Written anything about that?
He has. So first of all, he's endorsed by the Federalist Society, which is known for hostility to public sector labor unions. Many point to a decision in 2016. It was a Verizon versus the National Labor Relations Board, in which Kavanaugh ruled that employers can require their workers to waive their right to picket in an arbitration agreement. The AFL-CIO has actually come out because of the opinion, because of the nomination of Kavanaugh, to say that he's got a dangerous track record of protecting the privileges of their quote, protecting the privileges of the wealthy and powerful at the expense of working people.
It's interesting. So much focus on the social issues so far, but it's interesting to hear what he has done on these issues. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you.
Thank you.